Good afternoon. Stoke forward John Walters is the main focus of the Britannia Stadium on transfer deadline day. The 31-year-old could be on his way out of the club after rejecting a new contract. It's been reported that Walters has handed in a transfer request with Norwich and West Brom, potentially waiting in the wings to sign him. Former teammate Danny Higginbottom says Stoke should try to keep Walters.
He deserves what he wants, really, in terms of, you know, a contract and things like that, because players like John, you know, they're few and far between. You know, I was fortunate enough to have John as a teammate, and he is one of the most selfless people on the pitch. He may not look like one of these flair players, but a lot of the time he's doing dirty work so other players can stand out. So, in my opinion, you know, if I was Stoke City, I'd be trying everything that I could to keep him at the football club.
It has also emerged David De Gea's £29 million move from Manchester United to Real Madrid fell through last night due to paperwork not being submitted in time for the Spanish deadline. The deal is now being assessed by FIFA. Any appeal would need to be allowed by the Spanish FA too. Manchester United deny any wrongdoing with sending their documentation. West Ham have also re-signed Alex Song on a season-long loan from Barcelona, while Victor Moses has joined them on a season-long loan from Chelsea. Have announced the signing of Argentinian defender Ramiro Funes Mori from River Plate for £9.5 million. They also want to bring in Aaron Lennon to Goodison Park in a deal worth £5 million. Crewe Alexandra manager Steve Davis has confirmed he'll be watching his club captain Harry Davis make his comeback with the club's under-20 Rons rather than doing any last-minute transfers. Last week he brought Swansea's Stephen Kingsley and Liverpool under-21 striker Harry Wilson into his squad. Davis has told BBC Radio Stoke he doesn't anticipate being busy before the 6pm deadline.
I'm going to go and watch the 21s this afternoon. I'll be back about tea time. I don't envisage my phone being too busy. I think Premier League clubs, Championship clubs maybe, definitely Premier League clubs will be busy trying to strengthen their squads because they can't strengthen after the window. So, you know, we're fortunate that we can loan if we need to a week after.
Port Vale manager Rob Page says the best way to respond to criticism he got on Twitter from the club's chairman is to win at Carlisle tonight. Norman Smurthwaite said he'd been angered by some management decisions during Saturday's 1-0 defeat at Bradford. Page told BBC Radio Stoke he has no problem with that and his team will address any issues on the pitch in the Johnstone's Paint Trophy.
If people have had pops, then it's you know, for a lapse in concentration towards the end of the game. So in the main, we're really pleased with how it's going, and we've got to take that now into a tough game on Tuesday night in the JPT and against a good Carlisle team. We know that if we give a level of performance that we have then on a consistent basis, that we stand a good chance of winning the game.
We'll of course have all the build-up to that game and any transfer deadline day moves in Sport at 6 with Matt Sandos, followed by full commentary of Vale v Carlisle. England's cricketers began their preparation for the one-day series against Australia with a 5-run win over the tourists in a one-off T20 match in Cardiff. The England captain Owen Morgan says the victory is a great boost ahead of the 5-match series, which begins on Thursday at the Rose Bowl.
It does. Obviously, it's completely different, but it's taken a little bit of confidence throughout the whole summer. As and when we've played and when we've won, I think, is being key. So hopefully we can do that down at Southampton.
And at the US Open tennis in New York, Serena Williams, Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal are all through to the second round. There were opening day exits for Ana Ivanovic and last year's runner-up Kei Nishikori. Andy Murray begins his campaign tonight against Australia's Nick Kyrgios. That's all from me for now. There'll be more later.